The book of Job explores some of the difficult questions we all probably experience from time to time. The questions of God's relationship to us and our personal suffering. And today, Job offers us an invitation to ponder what it means to truly trust God's wisdom, God's nature and character, in good times and in not so good times. We all know Job as a righteous man. The Bible tells us that he was blameless and a man righteously who walked before God. The Bible tells us he was a man of integrity who feared God and resisted evil. And to add to his list of accomplishments, we are also told that Job was very wealthy. These characteristics defined who Job was to his family, who he was to his community, but more importantly, who he was to God. In our passage, Job experiences many defining moments which test his faith, and it is also a test of who he is and whose he is. Defining moments mark points in our lives where we have stood in the fires of life and searched for a way out of the ashes. Defining moments may challenge our beliefs and even rock the boat of our devotion to God. Today, Job's servant arrives to inform him that his enemies have raided his farm, stolen his oxen and donkeys, and killed all of his farmhands. And then later he receives another message that his sheep and shepherds were killed in a fire. And then another messenger appears to inform Job that all of his camels were stolen. And to add injury to insult, finally a messenger arrives to tell Job that a powerful wind has destroyed his home and all of his children have died. And at this point, Job deeply grieves. At this point, his faith is shattered, tested, and yet defined. We all know that life is comprised of many experiences. It is a myriad of ups and downs, victories and defeats, good times and not so good times. We each have moments like Job which test us, moments which challenge us on how we will live out our lives within the storms of life. For many of us, 9-1-1 is forever etched into our hearts and minds, just as deeply as the massacre yesterday in Pittsburgh. These moments often leave us speechless, sometimes doubtful, and sometimes even question our faith. These events cause us to ask hard questions of ourselves and of our community, such as how are we to respond to the times in which we live? The times in which we feel the constant fear of attack upon our families and loved ones. In such a time as this, we may find ourselves surrounded with an increase in violent attacks, which are directed at various cultures and members of our society. And in times such as these, we are probably feeling a lot more like Job than we care to. For we must certainly be thinking, where is God? Where is God in the midst of suffering and tragedy? Where is God in the senseless deaths within our schools, among our children, and within our churches and communities? And as more and more violence occurs, we find more and more despair, which makes our livelihood seem to be a constant reality of senseless violence. But we must remember, we cannot waddle in these spaces of despair for too long. Instead, we must continue the course for justice, for safety, and for the dignity of every human being. when we rise up from the valley, we must rise up equipped with the intention of changing the world we live in. We must rise up ready to work to ensure safe schools and communities for all of God's children. The valley offers us a safe space to release and restore. The valley equips us to face and tackle the problems of the world. The valley reminds us that we are our sisters and brothers' keepers. Today we live in perilous times, but we also know that whatever happens, God is with us. Our job is not to become immune to the violence in our lives, but to continue to stir up the passion and love exemplified to us in the life and ministry of Christ. At some time in our lives, we all will have troubles, and we will have those times when we will not agree on everything. We live in a world where bad things happen to the rich and the poor, to our neighbors, to our leaders, and even to those who practice and celebrate their faith. And the violent occurrences this week remind us that we still have much more work to do as we learn how to live among one another in peace. Today we are still called as disciples of Christ to mourn and lament the lives of the members of the Tree of Life community and of the aching hearts of those who grieve the loss of their loved ones. In the midst of yet another storm, may we claim that God's eternal light was at the Tree of Life through the sheroes and heroes, through the first responders, through friends and strangers who showed up to offer comfort and support. For we know it is through God's light in which we are enabled to see each other, to care for each other, and to continue to fight against the evils of the world. It is through God's light that we work to dispel darkness. The acts of violence this week is a clear sign to us that there is much wrong in the world today. There is much that we often see, yet we pretend not to see. There is much that we are taking for granted. But my brothers and sisters in Christ, I ask you, how much will be enough for us? And as we lament the senseless loss of life, we must know that we have much to do in order to prevent innocent people from being murdered based upon faith, tradition, and culture. We all must work to make a change in the world, and it is going to cost us something. In order to reclaim a world of justice and peace and safe spaces, we are going to have to work in boldness, in patience, and we are going to have to work at having respectful disagreements. Today, we must begin to work at steering the ship in the direction of Christ. We must engage in a dialogue which encompasses grace and invites respect to flow between us, among us, and within us. For what does it profit us to gain the world and to lose our very soul? I pray that the reality of the Tree of Life and in other places of violence will move us to an even bolder witness and mission. We may not have all of our questions answered in this life about the continued existence of evil and violence, but what we do have is the hope and promise which lies within the gospel. My continued prayer is that we will faithfully continue to seek justice and peace throughout the world, that we will remember who we are and whose we are. My prayer is that we will work toward the type of life that God has promised all people. My prayer is that we will put down the bats which divide us and pick up the cross which unites us. Amen.